Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, Jack.
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, and if you love me, then let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful, let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful, let it be beautiful. Everything I say right now is gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Baby, the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's some pictures on. You so worried, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret. Can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me.
I'm doing a service for my country and my family. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, sir.
Chris, wait! Chris! Chris!
Gonna make us last. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So please, don't judge me. I won't judge you.
Be beautiful.
having a wonderful day. And I was back with my wife, the first of the month. And I'll be smoking, joking, rolling, something. Living on 40 ounces again. Come, come, we got the bus and rum. All night we high, get up to back to where I tonight. I give up my nigga, they give it some day, yo. Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, it's B.O.D. Beat for the Green League. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the 4-4 beat when they roll so low. Break if you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bankroll, yeah. We having a celebration, sure to stay high. You can never leave when it's time to grind. I'm down for mine, crime after crime. For the creep to the bag, cause mom got a grub on the grill. If we got the foe, oh, you know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we chill for real. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Funny, can't tell me nothing different. My nose twitching, Intuition setting in like sea vision. I still close my eyes, I still see vision. Still hear that voice in the back of my mind. So what I do, I still take heed, I still listen. I still paint that perfect picture. I still shine bright like a prism. My words still shifting. I know you can't, don't, won't get it. You chose to ride that ship, salt with it. I'm still afloat. I ain't the captain of the yacht, but I'm on the boat. I ain't acting what I'm not, knowing that I don't. You n****s acting like you will, but I know you won't. You won't. I read between the lines of the eyes of your brows. Your handshake match your smile.
I try to do the best I could. Sometimes I get my crackhead, to pawn your shit. Willie D put a foot in you, bitch. I sold dope raw, folks had to make ends meet. Since fifth grade, I've been up in these streets, trying to get it. Raised by a single mother, two sisters, two brothers. I used to think she didn't love her, cause she beat her so much. Plus she came home drunk, but every now and then she knock on wood and say, I tried to do the best that I could, and I believe her, cause she was treated evil out the box. You can't give what you ain't got. Mama, I was young, hitting licks, started helping you out. About the closest that you came to a man of the house. I was talking back, ducking through the door, getting smacked. Used to brag to your friends on how well I rap. We never really got along, but when you took sick, I was at your side till you died. I wasn't the best son, but I tried.
But the past few years has been really rough. Felt like giving up a couple of times. Take a drop of land of slug deep up in my mind. Fuck it, I'm dying. Done with struggling for mine. Sleeping on fan floors, ain't no use to me lying. Change my name, anonymity slick. For the 4 feet dwarf that be on television's hard to miss. I get pissed over little shit. Little shit drive me crazy. Then I start thinking about my babies. I can't go to jail. I can't die. Who better teach them about this cruel world than I? Their mamas won't let me see them. I still pay my support. Cause once you give life, life is bigger than yours. Maybe I'm not all you expect me to be. But when it's done and said, ultimately, daddy tried.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush. Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. Know you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, man, a cheapskate, huh? Niggas gotta move off my release day, huh? Bitch, this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby, got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean? Like,
$100,000 for the cheapest ring on a nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, cause it's been a truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap, serving cocaine, they ain't been the same fence. Ooh, granted, she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. Ooh, I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh, I done been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh, who gave you pills, who gave that dust, Pluto sent you on the lick. Ooh, too many convicts that rolled me to play in this shit. Ooh, round about nonsense, get old, so I'ma spread in this bitch. Ooh, they had the counter light, lighting it up, nigga, anybody can get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ, lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Draco in London, and it's extended. Ooh, they got a stretcher, nigga, how we gon' die for this shit? Ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch. Ooh, We some poor high class niggas made it, we rich, yeah. I was at the band though, got a penthouse for a closet. Ooh, it's like a shando. Lit on my neck, my wrist. Ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages. Ooh, got put melazine in my blood and Percocet. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, cause it's been a truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap, serving cocaine, they ain't been the same fence. That's by the time I call him Serene. I go tremendo for new fettuccine. All fat though, claret the pinky. All fat though, we ordered the Fiji. I'm in the loop with the voo, I'm in the loop with the woo. Which one you working? I put your face on the news. I put the puss on the shirt. After I murdered it, make him go shoot up the hearse. Cost me a quarter bird. Nigga's birthday and you a maniac, a fucking alien. How you spurging? Got that kitty cat on, having fun with that. Going Birkin. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch. Ooh, dropped $3 on the rain, cause it's been a truck, little bitch. Ooh, I was in the trap, serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh, $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Yeah, $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. $100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Welcome to Kings and Queens Quarters. I am Mrs. VIP, and tonight I'm riding with the shotgun. I'm riding shotgun with the host, the one and only King Atterbury. What's going on, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good out here. After coming off a disturbing weekend, but I'm feeling good. Another day, another dollar.
All right. I know that's right.
How you feeling tonight?
What's up? Hey, I'm feeling. That's all I got to say. Listen, before we do anything else, let me do this intro. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you really are listening to Kings and Queens Quarters. And I want to thank our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet, for this platform. Without him, there is no Epiphany, no us. This man is not only the CEO of Epiphany, the CEO of Raw Links, which our show is sponsored by. King, I got mine on. You have yours on.
Oh, I'm always rocking mine. You know what I'm saying? Energy, baby.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Listen, these pieces of jewelry are amazing. There are so many gems and jewels and designs. And if anyone has been looking on Instagram or Facebook lately, there is a dope collection for Juneteenth. Can you check that out?
Nah, but I'm about to go there, though. Thanks for the reminder.
I know that's right. That's right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, y'all need to go get you some. So if you want to get some of this awesome jewelry, y'all just hit any one of us up on Epiphany. You can go on Facebook, Raw Links Be Raw, or Instagram. And trust me, you won't be disappointed. And if you can't get it from any of these places, you can hit any one of us on Epiphany. All right. So tonight we're ready to go. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press 1 to spit. King, tell us what tonight's topic is.
Oh man. Tonight. How do you express your words to the listeners when you're on the mic?
Oh, boy.
Words through the mic.
Sounds like words to the mother, huh? Words to the mic. I hear you.
Words to the mother.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. So, King, how are we going to kick this off?
You know how I'm such a gentleman.
Ah.
Ladies first, Queen Latifah style, ladies first to you.
Well, all right. I just finished this not too long ago. I titled this When I Spit. First, I want you to just listen. Then clear your mind. When I spit, I come with boldness to make sure you get my point. Sometimes I spit so well, so nasty, the thought you're thinking may send you straight to hell. Before I'm unmuted, I exuviate all negativity so I can flow. I let my words shine to emanate happiness, whether near or far away. I can come with compassion or empathy, hoping I can help someone face another day. But if I want some loving, my voice will go below me, and the words will express just that. And baby, start the music, because I'm about to tell you what I want, wearing nothing but my trench coat and hat. And that's that piece.
Oh, that's what's up. The VIP, you always come through. You know what I mean?
You know.
Beautiful, beautiful piece. You know what
right.
Redhead Kingpin said? We rock the mic, right?
Right. That's what's up. Listen, let me step off, and I'm going to shine a spotlight on you. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Cool. That's what's up. This piece I titled Mourn. Dead these motherfuckers. Coffin been ordered. I'm working as a lyrical porter. Don't get slaughtered. Words come precise. Any track will get nice. Bet your life, the boy nice. This here's your last rites. Teamed up with Scribe or Die. No doubt them cats fly. King Atterbury Divine drop heavy from the sky. No parachute. I'm armed and ready. Aim is deady. There's many holes in your flow and your lyrics. Messy. Lend your bloody hand with no prints at all. I'm not from your world, but I'm a beast you saw before. I'm the piss in the stall that wasn't flushed with a stench. Snatcher shutting down events with no sense. Break down your wordplay with clevers, sharp as evil. I'm in tune with people that work for good and evil. Passenger 57, 9/11, hell versus heaven. No matter how I'm getting, vengeance is mine, no definition. And that's that piece.
Ooh. What you say, you work with people good and evil, huh, King? You know how you know how to get them. I know that's right. You got to do
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You face that every day. Even when we walk outside, you got to face that good and evil, right?
That's true.
I know that's right.
Hell versus heaven.
Right.
Thank you
ready, King?
I'm ready. Let's get it.
All right. So, who's our first caller, King?
First caller.
Oh.
Diva.
Hey, King and Queen. What's
Hello,
up, Diva?
Diva?
Hey, King and Queen. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, feeling good out here in the streets.
How are you?
I'm the best, right? So poetry, you two. I hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I know you have some, too. So how do you express your words to the listeners, girl?
My words to the listeners? Oh, man. I just any way I can give it to them, however it chooses the flow. So pretty much.
What's that?
Hey, that's
what's up. I got a piece that y'all been hearing, but it's become my favorite piece, so I'm going to do it again tonight.
Uh-oh. Well, all right. The mic is yours, my dear.
Thank you. All right. This is called, hold on, y'all. It's called Indigo Child. Sometimes when you wake, you want to just know. Wait a minute. Let me start over. Sometimes when you wake, you just want to know. Who can you run to? Who can you turn to? Let me show you. See the sun's in the east and the moon reflects. Like the knowledge and wisdom I manifest. If you want to go to heaven, lay upon my breast. I'm blessed by the light. so my love stays locked and loaded. Bringing comfort from afar, I'm talking about that love from the stars. All you have to do is give it a chance and just open your heart. What's waiting is amazing, I promise. You'll find treasure in a safe space with peace beyond measure. Just release your pain. See, I bring to you love through black and blue, because that's all I ever knew, from deep within to pull from and give to you, my indigo blue. Not that blue from a bruised heart that stains my veins, but from the source of which I was created. I am here to help you release your blues. And I know for some of you traveling through, it's still too dark for you to yet see the light. Rest assured, I know my purpose, so I'll shine bright. So bright sometimes, they don't want it out, just dimmed. Because they still want to reach for it, keep it lit, just a little bit to touch it. Just to say they know me and were able to get in. See, only when I make it unavailable to them is when they want to be destruction and get rid of me. And realizing that you can't destroy love. It just moves far out of the way, somewhere off into infinity. Now the well is dry. Can't be tapped back into unless you cry. I mean, release what you've been through. Release the hurt, release the anger, release the pain you've caused and they've caused you. Let it run its course and make room for love once again to reign. If love can't fit where it ain't welcome. So don't be alarmed, I'm Indigo Child, and you can seek asylum in my arms. Child of the highest light and purest truth, my aura is golden, and you've just been given a piece of my indigo blue. And that's that piece.
I like when you spit that piece. Yes, that piece.
I love it. Thank you.
I don't know. I'm attached to that piece.
Yeah. You know what, though, Diva? I'm going to tell you, there were some key phrases in there that I just, like, got stuck on. And then, like, you always say this to me, once you want to write something down, then I come on with something else. But peace beyond measure and rest assured, you know your way. You know your purpose. And then love can't fit where it's not welcome. Girl, Diva, come on now. Come on.
Like, I know that's
what?
Right.
I love this piece. I love it.
Thank you.
One of your best, and I'm telling you, Diva, it's one of your best.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that, y'all.
So, my Diva.
Yeah.
What you got going on in the world of epiphany?
Well, listen, you may catch me next Monday night working with King Atterbury right here in King and Queen's Quarters. But tomorrow night, I will be joining King Atterbury at Poetic on Poetry Corner. And I forget what the discussion is going to be about, but I'm anxious to get on there, you know. Yes.
Now, man, woman, and child.
Man, woman, and child, yeah. I'm definitely anxious to get on there and join, be part of the discussion. Can't wait. My Saturdays are no more. And depending on how things are going, me and my diva, Mrs. VIP, will be up in the house Wednesday night. But we'll keep you posted. We'll see how it's going. We're thinking about working with people's energies. So we'll see.
Oh, back to that's what's up.
King and Queen.
Yeah. All right. All right, my diva. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. And may I escort you to the... What is it? The Royale Lounge.
The Royale Lounge.
Yeah, the Royale Lounge.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, no doubt.
One and one.
Yeah.
That's my diva. All right,
yeah,
King.
Yeah.
Ready for the next caller. All right.
Yeah. Let's open up that mic. I got him.
That's so slimy.
Hey.
I'm just joking.
Hey. King and Queen, what's going on tonight?
What's going on, Paul?
Hey.
Good to hear from you.
Enjoying the show so far. Y'all started by placing the bar pretty high. I don't appreciate that. But then again, I do. I like it sound.
Hey, you might have to have a talk with God about that.
I know, that's right. Hey, look, I acquiesce on that one because he got the final word.
That's right.
And you know this, man. Yeah.
Hey, but I just called in because I've been working on my book, and I said I need a break. And I called in earlier. I said, "Oh, wait a minute, they don't come on at 8 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock because I looked. I didn't have my glasses on when I looked at the time. So I said, "That's all right. I'll call back in." And then I did. Then I heard the theme, and I said, "Rutro." Because I didn't write anything, but then I remembered a piece I wrote a while ago that kind of fits the theme. So I did I came prepared almost.
All right now. Well, we're ready. So we're going to shine the spotlight on you. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Under Obligation. Unapologetically, I'm probably going to piss some of us off and maybe step on a few toes. But I am compelled to say these things because this world has gotten completely out of control, and all of heaven and hell knows. How many of us were blessed by God with the gift of poetry that he's given us? How many of us are failing him, myself included, when we use his gift strictly for worldly stuff? We who are gifted with the gift of speech, pen, and ink are falling short of, neglecting to, forgetting, or just plain old refusing to fulfill the purpose of our task. We would much rather receive some snaps and claps and daps than do what the Father asks. I don't mean that everything we write or recite has to be a church sermon or an inspirational piece. But surely, neglecting to help someone uplift themselves is an oversight that must cease. Too many folk in the world today are struggling, whether financially, spiritually, emotionally, or mentally. We, as word artists and or scribes, have an obligation to share our gift with love willingly. I am challenging each hearer of this to write something that will bring joy or peace. Use our God-given ability to help a lost soul or a child of God. Let's spread some happiness and joy and victory upon this woe-begotten sod. Each of us are under obligation if we all allow God to guide us in our gift. Our words could help heal this downward spiraling nation. Yes, we are under obligation. I, for one, breathe ink. I bleed ink. I am empowered by ink. It is ink that walks hand in hand with the thoughts I think. I am ink, and ink is me, because it's the fuel of my God-given destiny. And that's that piece.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. Snatch, brother. Snatch.
I think you did step on some toes. Yeah, you might have stepped on some toes now.
No, that's okay. Because when my daddy needs me to write something, then maybe them toes needed to be stepped on.
Right. Oh,
that's right, brother. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. You're empowered by ink, and ink is the fuel. I love that.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Uh-huh.
And don't you think, King, too, we are obligated? I mean, as writers, we're obligated to get the word out, you know, find out what's going on in the world, and if it bothers you, write about it, you know. And if you're
That's
not
right.
writing about whatever's going on, then, hey, let's be peaceful. Let's be kind. I believe that. So thank you very much.
Spreading the gospel.
Absolutely. That's good news. I would rather have good than bad, trust me.
Okay, yeah, no, that's right.
Okay, so, Mr. Samson, what do you have going on in the Epiphany world?
This coming Sunday, being third Sunday, is Alonzo's Aspiration. That's where Mr. Alonzo, my co-host, takes control and brings to light some of the things that he would like to.
Ooh, you're breaking up.
Bad.
Oh, is this any better?
Okay,
yeah.
Yes, that's
Here
better.
Okay.
Try that again.
It's where Mr. Alonzo is speaking upon some things that are near and dear to his heart. And, of course, we're going to do some poetry. Thus far, he hasn't let me in on what the topic is going to be. So I'm going to have to reach out to him because I would like to post it so maybe we can get prepared and write something along those lines, because we're still going to be doing poetry no matter what. So,
I
stay tuned,
that.
And I'll let you know as soon as I know.
All right, now.
Yeah.
Well, you know one of your best buds is in the Royale Lounge.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So how about I tip you over there?
That's right.
Absolutely. Right. I'm going to hang out with Danielle, and we're going to have us a good time.
That's
thank you for the prayer.
Uh-huh. No
oh,
doubt.
Thank
one
you.
Love, one mic.
Appreciate it.
One love, one mic.
God bless you. God bless you both.
Thank
all right.
you. God bless you.
Cool.
Oh. So how about just a short station identification? How about that, King?
No doubt. That's for sure.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
All right. So, Epiphany Radio. And we're having fun right now. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And as stated before, I'm Mrs. VIP. And I'm going shotgun with the King himself. So, King, what's up next? Ooh, can't hear you, King. There you go.
Rare breed. Kendrick Lamar. Read up. This is for my niggas that be hard blacked out. Hit the streets 100 deep. What Red Breed about? Riding hard. Been the corners, the girly stoners. Leave a hater scar. Big dresses sit at the stoplight. Road glides and road kings deep in my hindsight. You do it right or don't do it at all. Put that candy paint on it. Ride them 23s, homie. Custom seats, custom brakes. Hit the streets and ball. Center of attention like buying them in Gasol. Oh. You know that killer Californication. When you feeling like you sitting on a ceiling chasing dreams, hoping this conglomerate can run the nation. It's abomination how we bomb your block. I'm talking Big Punch, K-Dub, Baby Slip, Billy, Badass, Rare Breed, we all we got. See them out, show them love, chunk the deuce, give it up. It's a lot of bike clubs, but they not this hot. Nope. Pounding on the highway stretch, all blacked out, making sure we on deck. Might catch us on them dresses or the road glass, yeah. Tell the world I'm a rap, baby, baby. Read up, read up, don't stop, read up, read up, don't stop, read up, read up. I'm a rap, baby. Like that to the death though, too on point and seeing decimals. I ain't lying, counting on the interstate in the state that shines. Oh, he might be in the hood near you, around the globe, baby. Rare breed under control, baby. The pipes loud, the movement in tight crowds. We heated up in the cold, baby. It's 3 degrees out, then you should see me out. The sea bout, the kitty cats and how they go me out. Ha ha, we be the father, I'll probably drive by, so don't bother. Show you if it's how to whip it, whip it. Have a bye-bye. Posers try to hang, then we hang on by the kala. Silk, Lenny, Rare Breed family. Something hard like a black circus. Voila, breed up or speed up, get ahead. So with that said, bye-bye. Pounding on the highway stretch, all blacked out, making sure we on deck. Might catch us on them dresses or the road glass, yeah. Tell the world I'm a rap, baby, baby. Read up, don't stop, read up, don't stop, read up. I'm a rap, baby, baby. Pounding on the highway stretch, all blacked out, making sure we on deck. Might catch us on them dresses or the road glass, yeah. Tell the world I'm a rap, baby.
All right, King, we're back.
That's right. My Rare Breed, so, baby.
Right. So, are you ready for the next caller, King?
Yeah. What's up?
All right. So, not that I have my book, but excuse this, but we have area code 267. Now, you know that's Philly for me. I don't know what it is for everybody else. But who we got on the mic tonight?
Hey, what it do? What it do?
What up?
Hey, what's going on?
What up? How y'all doing?
Good, good.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the CEO, for real, the poet. What's going on?
Ain't much. I'm just enjoying the ambiance, what y'all got set over here. I'm checking out that that playlist. I'm listening to the playlist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sounds good, y'all.
All right.
That's what's up. Thank you.
Well, honey, you know it's not me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. DJ Atterbury.
Yeah.
In the hip out, right?
I heard Miss Pearly, you know, she'd be singing. She'd be like in the slang in her pieces now.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's all right though. That's one of her best, I'm telling you. I love it. I can't think about that. Every time she recites it, it's in my mind. In my mind.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely. Mm-hmm. Very lovely.
Yeah. She definitely knocked that one out.
Yes, she's indigo. She's indigo.
Mr. Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. Real the Poet, a.k.a. my balladeer, what you have for us tonight? How do you express your words to the listeners when you're on the mic?
How do I express the words? It's hard to tell, but I got a piece that I did recently. This is one of the last pieces I wrote. I was trying to just to give y'all a little dissertation on it. See if y'all can understand. So I want to see if y'all can understand where I was going at after I, you know, spit this piece. This piece right here is meant to be like a conversation between two people on the telephone. So I'm going to see if I can do this. I've only done this one other time. So, you know, I hope y'all can feel it.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. She was hurt by the way that love had lied so many times, so she killed it. She killed it with the same arrow that Cupid once hit her with some Kill Bill shit, killing love, kicked her high heels off and just sat there and watched love die. And the taste for it, she allowed to wither. Now she's feeding me her bittersweet seasons. She's feeding me her bittersweet seasons of unkept promises, broken, still stored on her iPhone. Screenshots of all her miseries cry out to me, leaving teardrop stains on the screen of my Samsung. You got me on a Bible watch. You're looking a lot like Lot's wife, love. You look back at the love that you lost and almost got turned into a pillar of salt. But love, that ain't your fault. Love, she sighed. Love tastes like an unhappy frown on a clown, like a fucking toothache that won't go away, one you've had for days. It tastes like disappointment. Love tastes just like disappointment. Like a lover's secret rendezvous where they never appear. You just standing there like a motherfucking child crying heartfelt funeral tears. Left alone, with no one to tell a secret to. Love. She said, love tastes like shit. She paused and could hear her sobbing through my headset. What came next was unexpected. Because right there is where I had to interrupt. I had to interrupt that shit, and I placed the moistened lips of all my desires across her desperate needs and wants, and I whispered, you taste like a promise kept, sweet, succulent. Your kiss tastes like the truth to these lips, and God, I trust closed eyes, yet I see this much. The view you set, you're that mellow, you know, that in between where the sun begins to part and the moon starts. You give birth to visuals, vivid, velvety skies, blue sunsets, horizons, moonlight, lit candles. They are both envious of you. Your glow, beautiful. You're like every word that rhymes in this poem. And in every stanza, you give answer to questions no longer asked. You are reassurance. They didn't see it, though. They had no taste. It wasn't meant for them to them. You were just tasteless. You were tasteless. Your needs and wants. Your needs and wants. But I can see it. I always have. I can feel it in your cadence. You are that truth that people seek trust in, that what we most rely in. Honestly, honesty has become a lost commodity, and love has become misused and unlikened by those of us who've been abused by it. I dig how you feel, though. It's lost its true definition. But you taste like accountability, like accountability at the very tip of my tongue. Smooth like my favorite ice cream, and to my ears, my favorite love song. I've been here all this time, and I do have regrets. I'm sorry that I never said anything, but I'm saying it now. I'm going to get it off my chest. I can only imagine that you taste like forever, like everything worth waiting for. And if tomorrow never comes, I am thankful still, for I have found, just by being in the same circle with you all this time, what true love could possibly taste like. tastes like you. It tastes like what everyone who's been looking for something real wishes love could taste like. You taste legit. You lack bullshit in your ingredients. Deceptive deceptions, untruths, and lie-telling. You don't do that shit. If anything, you're more of a support system. And for long, I've had this taste for you. Wanting to taste you outside of this friendship we've been encased in. I had a taste, a curiosity of how things, but we both always kept a full plate. There was always someone else there in the way. Funny, but things have changed. We're both single, and it seems that there's this table set for two. Doors are now open that I'm willing to walk through. How about you? How about you? I paused, and quiet filled the air, and I was afraid of rejection because of all the shit that I had just said. And she whispered, a promise kept, reassurance, accountability. The truth is, I've always felt those same things about you. And I admit that I always felt a certain way about the chicks that you were dating, about the chicks that were dating you. It wasn't them. It was me. Maybe all this time clearing her throat, maybe all this time I wanted to taste you too. Pause. Silence. Tripping! We both bust out in giggles, and I find myself staring at my phone, asking myself, did I just tell her that I wanted to? Oh, man, what the fuck? But I do. I want to taste her, have the truth taste me, and I taste her, taste all that trust, make love to her honesty, honestly, all those good qualities, treat her how she needs to be, how she deserves to be tasted. But I don't want to use you, get rid of the taste, to get rid of that old rotted fruit. But I volunteer my services, and I ask that you use me. Taste life together. For real. In peace.
Oh, my goodness. Woo!
Jeez.
Come on now.
Straight fire, straight fire.
I'm going to tell you. You, at first, you know how, I love your work anyway. Always have. You said that you're acting like Lot's wife by looking back. and then love, she said, I was like a toothache that won't go away. And it tastes like disappointment. And then you turn it around and say, but I wish I could taste you, because I know you taste like forever. What true love tastes like, it's like you. Oh, my goodness. Then I started floating, and I dadgummit. I loved it, though, because I started floating. You know how, you know me. It's beautiful.
That was an awesome piece, man. That's like, that piece is more like 21 gun salute.
Well, thank you, thank you. I want to give you something on the part that you called out. Damn, I had a black. I blanked out real quick. I was like, whoa. No, but it was a story about a young lady who had gone through the ins and outs of love and was giving up on it and was tired of it. And she was on phone with her friend, right? So she was on the phone with her friend, and she was boohooing and talking all this shit and stuff like that about herself, you know, negativity and all these things and putting herself down, stuff like that. And the brother that cut into her was like, yo, hold up. You talking about life tastes like shit? Love tastes like shit? And he decided to cut into her and was like, look, this is what I've always thought you tasted like. All these times they were friends, but he never approached her. They never approached each other. But in this conversation, it came out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Oh.
So he was complimenting her, telling her what he truly tastes like. Like she tastes like accountability, like the truth.
Mm-hmm.
He knew the type of woman she was. She wasn't no bad woman, you know what I'm saying? It's just that who she was seeing didn't understand. They said she was nothing but a bitter taste. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm doing with that.
That was outstanding. I've loved it.
Yeah.
I taste like forever too.
Yeah.
Only to one person. There you go.
I mean,
oh,
you know,
wow.
Yeah. Tastes like forever is a lucky person. You know, it's beautiful for him forever love. You know, but
right.
That's anyway. You might taste like forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just
mm-hmm.
And that's what he said. I'll leave it there.
I think I better leave it at that. Right.
But,
so,
you know. Great. Go ahead.
Darling, what you got on tap in Epiphany Radio?
I got on tap? Our Grace say red hot hot dogs two for a dollar, but I ain't gonna say that. hey, I just ask that y'all you come over to Raw Links and check out some new Juneteenth Raw Links made just for to celebrate your holiday with. I'm gonna celebrate Juneteenth and I can't wait for it to get here. But yeah, Raw Links handmade jewelry. Check us out, you know. Why be average when you can be raw? Baby, baby. And that's that Raw Links.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm throwing myself out there. I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need the bracelet and the necklace.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what?
You
know.
And here's something right here. I ain't even gonna pick through it. I'm gonna let you pick out. You know how King be.
Uh-oh.
So I'm gonna throw that out there like that. Whatever you choose to throw at me, I'm cool with it.
I got you.
Tell me the price
and
I'll cash at you.
Y'all check out Paul Sampson. Paul got his the other day. He came and picked up a Juneteenth bracelet necklace set. You know what I mean? Shout out to the motherland. I want to ask y'all this question. I'm going to stir something up before I get off of here. Ooh, I just thought about it. It's a topic I don't really like to talk about, but I just want to give you, have y'all seen the actual Juneteenth flag? I posted pictures of it. I need to know if y'all seen that, if y'all are aware of that, the flag that's supposed to represent Juneteenth. If you haven't seen it.
I think I did it. It's blue and red, is it not?
It's red, white, and blue.
Red,
white, and blue.
Oh.
It's red, white, and blue. Do I have to say anymore to y'all? It's red, white,
and blue.
But
there's another one, though. There's another one. You know what? There are many of them. But I think I've only seen that red. I only wanted to say red and blue. I didn't want to say white. But
no.
There's another one. With the red, black, and green and yellow on it.
That's Pan-African. That's a Pan-African flag. They said, I didn't research it and everything. I'm ready to call the boy, and I want to know what possessed him to try to give us the colors that represent the oppressors.
When
everybody knows, think about Juneteenth or anything African related, you think about red, black, and green.
Right.
Red, black, green. Black, green, and yellow.
Yeah.
Red, white, and blue. Okay. I just wanted to put that out. I have some words to say about it, but I don't want to say it on your program tonight. But, you know. I'm telling you, just take your time and Google it. If y'all feel like y'all can support that to represent where you come from, then, you know, that piece. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm tired now.
No, that's all right.
That's all right. Just want y'all to know. Put it out there. Check it out. See if you can represent that.
That's what's up. All right, darling. Should I escort you to the Royale Lounge?
I guess so. You might as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, La Perla Negra and Divine Inspirations are over there, so I think you'll have a good time.
All right, one love, darling. Yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Yes.
Wow.
I know.
I'm telling you, he took us somewhere now, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. You know, after hearing that piece right there, I definitely got a song for the author and CEO. You know what I mean? Then we get back to our regular schedule programming.
Right on.
Well, never end it. She ain't get you to slide. Slide, we like to say what. The sweet say shoot it up, about to get booted up, Johnston, Philip Bronson, with no magic wand, mega bomb, Nova Black, a black leaf, sweet, Chiba Hawk, I, Cobra Kai, I, John Chima, Roscoe, no games, die, levity, a multiple threats on a nickel plate, dragon skate, all over the state, shake, while we speak, Bronx, ice, cross, silver skies, alley parkways, beaming streets, all over the stairways, Chiba, y'all, holy, he seeker, Foxy, Takeda, like the tequila, armor ready, drop the convincer, penny heat armor, and Latin quarters do the La Bamba, flight of the Shogun, ejecting the parachute trooper. Black flames, masquerades, lead chase in the dark with no heart. But came back to life when they heard the arc. We launched them from start. Ball scars for these times. Slide spies through the spot. Like diamonds on her China eyes. Off the land. Airborne, drawn on the sugar blast. Lower mass, acquitted Academy Award. Yeah, banana splitting, casting over brown. Spanking the lever with skimmer. Welcome to Jigger. Cash here, looky, looky here. Velvet velour. Mix them together. Two sisters, menage a trois. The cat's ball. Wear a marinade. Melting on ass. Hershey bar in the Sahara. Shaping the walls and walking tall. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly. Only if it's live, be live.
First I cut it to the left, then I boogie to the right. Dig it, puncture in the palisade with Mr. Midnight. Man the menu for murder, be Saratoga Fahrenheit. Legacy Ruger on top, task go for the sack. Then I party down with Foxy Brown around a canopy. Following me to Sunny Diva, only plead the jungle free. Now I'm pouring vodka on top of the diva, but I lay it on the dock while the submarine slide through. Yeah,
German choice, liquor's poor leg, every bone crush. Plush, very ever sweet, 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 sugar rush. Ice cut, regularly, reefers on the roundup. Chop ice, only live life on an up and up.
In the broads, a night, peeling off they tax. Bet you by golly, why, playing in my sights. Sipping sure you're right, my Sharia more through the corridor. Mixing on the floor where we contemplate. 5,000 styles, hit the brick house, chip the raw hide. Hottie, hottie, high, diamond crooks, hailing from coolie to hang them high.
So at the regano, who would ever know? Lower underworld, panther walk, detectable talk from a delegate. Who be selling it? Always blaming back at five, never ending high. Luminati's out, lower paradise.
Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly, only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly, only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly, only if it's live, be live. Say word, never ending high. Sing it super fly, only if it's live, be live. We live.
We'll be right back.
Hey, we're back. I'm Mrs. VIP.
Back in the building.
King Atterbury in the building.
We're back in the building. Boy. You know what I'm saying? Chilling like a villain.
Yeah, I know. Chilling like a villain, right?
Chilling like a villain.
Yeah, listen, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is King and Queen's Quarters. We are having a ball tonight. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and y'all press 1, and y'all, you know, come on in and let us know how you express your words. So, King, we got another caller. You ready?
Yeah, let's go. I
think this is our Canadian deal.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi.
What up?
I'm just listening to the show and trying to find something that would be pertinent to the topic.
Yeah. Just expressing yourself, you know. And I think it's pretty good. Yeah. It's how you come out and you make it.
Yeah, I think poetry is a perfect way to express yourself. And I think when you read your own poetry for others to hear it, give your own inflection and your own stamp on it, and it's to me, I think it's a great way of expressing yourself, and just doing it yourself gets it across to others who are listening, I think.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, that's why I think King Atterbury hit that with us tonight, because you can kill somebody with your poetry. You can love somebody with your poetry. And
yeah.
You can just goodbye with your poetry. You know what I mean? Or get that gray out of your hair. So, absolutely. So, but have you found something yet, Lady A?
I'm digging in. I just wanted to make a little comment, too, about the boss man coming on and reading his piece. Holy guacamole.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I know,
That was just beyond.
Just where he was headed.
You know, I'm fascinated when I hear, especially for men, when they read their work like that, they write poetry like that. I'm just so utterly amazed that there are men out there that have that ability to speak that way, to think that way, to feel that way. I just really, I think it's his piece was fantastic.
Mhm. All the time for me, because I knew exactly what that piece meant. Mhm. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm going to read. A little, I don't know what I want to read. I had something in mind, but I'm going to go back to something else. Everything's kind of all over the place for me, but I've been writing a few newer ones, and I don't know if you guys have heard them or not, but one that I wrote is called The Gardener and the Flower.
Okay.
And it goes like this. Well, it's just a short piece.
That's
tender
right.
is
Mike is you.
Thank you. Tender is the bud, not seen or touched by man, waiting in the earth for sun's strong hand. Colored with emotion, ruby flames respond, and scarlet flushes. More vibrant she becomes. Aroused, each petal blooms as gardener sensually prunes, magic in the hands plucking and lips and tongue consumes. Arching backward to the sun, nature's juices flowing, cardinal colors burst with pleasure he finds hidden treasures. Rosy, ripe for picking, velvet petals full, and Prussian rose devoured, inducing screaming hues. Cerise and cherry flesh deflowered, wanting more pursues. The gardener and the flower move mountains in Kathmandu. And peace.
Whoa.
Well, that's what's up. Nice, beautiful piece for you. Yeah.
Thank you. A little
sensual,
a little bit, yeah.
Oh, the move a mountain, all right now. I wonder what made you think of Kathmandu.
Pardon me?
I said, I wonder what made you think of Kathmandu.
Well, I was trying to find something that would be exotic and have some meaning, but also to fill in. I like to have something that rhymes, but it also blends in with the idea. So Kathmandu is in Peru, and I think it's just sort of an exotic flavor that's added to the end of this piece. Yeah.
Absolutely. I agree. That's why I asked you. All right. I loved it, though. And you're right. It was short, but it was sweet, and it was on point that I love. All right.
Thank you very much.
Now, guess what it's time for me to do? Escort
Send me off
the world.
Lounge.
Oh, and get the Royale Lounge. Yes.
Kathmandu, maybe.
All right. Thank you so much, Lady A.
Thank you very much.
Indeed.
One love, one might.
Love, one might.
One love,
Thank
one
you.
Love. You're welcome.
That was nice. Well, let's keep this party going. Ready for the next caller, King?
Yes, yes.
I'm not even going to announce this one. Let him announce this. All right, caller, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you?
Good evening, you guys. How are you doing?
We're good.
What's up?
Yeah. Just how do you express your words to the listeners when you're on the mic? That's all. And you're good at that.
I'm trying. No, you got to try to, I feel like you're trying to take what's going on and figuring out a way to express it on a page. And right now there's so much going on that I really have a drive to the page that I'm kind of loving.
Well, I'm sure whatever you got will love.
I hope so. Let's see. Sorry.
Nope, the mic is yours, darling.
Piece is called A Love Note to My Little Poet. Why are you hiding? What are you hiding from? You've made breath and skin and transcendent metaphysics a prison. One decision at a time. Now you're dying in a body, rotting the way of things that are not growing with your dreams, dutifully dangling, breezy as autumn leaves like they ain't got wings already. You deem them frivolous things to appease human beings. What do you say to your pieces walking away while you laying here waiting, ignorant to your body like a beast with no nation, a salivating black-eyed possession, parrying at the passion through your passionate parts, a soulless shadow turned tied off tourniquet, pinching you off from your goodness? This is supposed to be your good shit. And I know you lost your way home, tossed and turned in the turmoil of outliving the hostile trope associated with the tenderness of this sun-kissed black skin. This ain't home. That's why it don't feel right. That's why you can't get comfortable here. Your focus is behaving like foreign foster kids, sickled, confined, and unwatched over. A home is more than just a place to sleep, my dear. You are meant to live in here. That's why you keep feeling like somebody forgot somebody. That's because you forgot your body. You forgot your body held your rhythm. Your hips held your music. Your heart is in tune to a ton-ton drum, bearing your sigil. Your soul is forever home if you should want to visit. This here is your shit. You letting get dusty somewhere, wasting away. How much glory you suppose you got left in your gloriousness? How many holes you gonna let folk poke in your Holy Ghost? Does this creature you competing with still hold any semblance of your features? Did you realize that you were using your magic to commit the treason of deserting yourself without ever leaving your skin? This skin gonna follow you the way of shadows, baby. You cannot outrun yourself. You gonna either learn to be black as an intentional blessing, else they gonna call you black as hell. You know how darkness be doing. You need only remember. Tell me, how long you gonna reason away your rhythm in the interest of easy listening? You do know one day they gonna tell you you can't stay here, right? Playing the life of a party in another man's parlor, is there joy in being an uninvited guest in somebody else's home? You act like you ain't got nobody. You treat your home like you ain't got no home training. You got the world in your pocket begging like there ain't diamonds in your blood, like unstepped in melanin ain't $444 a gram on the black market. You need to stop it. You act like the universe ain't between your legs and the world ain't between your ears and the tuning fork. Don't know your motion, like you can't command the power and the chaos of the whole damn ocean. You know better, but you forget yourself. You better remember, because one day the girl that owns your fire will have the ear of your daughters. You better learn to speak the language of the ferocious. Let this be the day that you grow fluent in the speech of your own divinity. Speak your native tongue with all of your mouth and let steady hands make light work for the light worker and journey. Sojourn through this place. Poverty is another man's language, a broken dialect regurgitated from the second stomach of some fat cow to dull that magic. They trying to convince you it's madness, but you know better. Now, don't you? You know better than to leave your things around for someone else to look after. I'm going to need you to allow yourself to get fat on the satisfaction of behaving like you got somebody. You somebody. You know that? You somebody with a whole body to come home to. Why you hiding like you ain't got no place to be, baby? You ain't homeless. You just unfocused. See, that's the basis of all of this frustration. You can't come home to yourself like you some sort of beast with no nation.
Yeah, that was deep music right there.
Deep and dope, I'm telling you.
Yeah, definitely was.
Thank you so much. Tell you, let them know. Let them know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I feel like it's letting yourself go. Sometimes you got to remind yourself, you know.
Absolutely.
Remind yourself to, yeah, take up your own
peace, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, my diva, tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Okay, so, in the Epiphany Radio universe, currently, King has granted me a little hiatus to get started on a new project, which is going to be airing this Friday. It's going to be called Mahogany Soul's Juke Joint, and it's going to be every alternating Friday, and it's going to be hosted by myself. You know, I'm going to show up and see what happens.
All right.
That's what's up. All right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Definitely going to tune in for that.
I'll be in the house.
Thank you. And also, if you guys are on Clubhouse, I would really appreciate you guys stopping by the 15th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Verbs and Vibes Morning Open Mic. I'm going to be featuring on there with Mike Gwynn Entertainment. And, you know, It'd be nice to have, you know, you guys come through and spit some poetry because it is also an open mic portion of it. And, you know, I'm going to be repping Epiphany, so it would be nice if Epiphany come rep, you know.
All right. That's what's up.
Peace.
Okay.
I'm going to be there, too. I'm going to try my best. All right, Diva. Well, Diva, it's been my job all night long. It's time for me to escort you to the Royale Lounge. And everybody's there that you know.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
No doubt.
One love, one light.
One love, one light.
Wow. I'm going to tell you right now. That was dope. Okay.
Yeah, definitely was. Hey, I got a song for us. You know what I mean?
All right now.
So I'm gonna go there. I'm gonna get Queen there. You know what I mean? Here we go.
Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the math or the 40. Turn a bitch to some macaroni. Tell me how you want it. I'm on it. I really mean it, I'm just not recording. Get a go to chopper for all you aquas. Leave a bitch, nigga, head imposter. You are an imposter, ain't got no money. Put the burner to his tummy and make it bubbly. I really hate niggas, I'm a Nazi. Love wearing all black, you should see my closet. Rock that all white when I'm feeling godly. Pop out like coke, I ain't got a pocket. Fuck is y'all saying, bitch, my hood love me. 4-8-2-1-4, where all niggas know me. I've been on my mind since they killed my cousin. Bring my cousin Devin, man, he just called me. All these niggas love me, can't get them off me. Fuck around, gave him my number, he won't stop calling. I be DMV the click, bitch, you see us foreign. VIP in the club, why y'all section boring? Got a bitch that set it off like Jada Pinkett. Clean like Tifa, you roll around with your nieces. Bitch, you TT. Mind full of money, got a heart full of demons. Mobbing like Italians, we really turn your face into a pizza. No acne, how you singing like Alicia? Fuck with my family. Baby love she little, but goddamn she's spazzing. Do the whole crew, my bitch is street nasty. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the Tommy, no heel figure. Lil' Dej ain't bout it, bitch, how you figure? I don't do no drugs, I be all flicker. So lifted, flat in your girl, baby, gonna take. See, I gotta get this money, my palms itching. Niggas gossip like hoes, most some bitches. I don't wanna do no songs, I don't wanna kick it. And I ain't signing to no label, bitch, I'm independent. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
That's one of them jams right there. One of those jams. All right, so here we go. People, dial in tonight. Special words to the listeners when you're on the mic. Dial in number is 319 527-6300. Press 1, the spirit of just listen there. Word. We here. All right. Flip back. Check out the next caller.
What's going on, peoples?
Peace, peace, peace. What's good?
Man, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Man, just out visiting and getting some poetry in at the same time, killing two birds with one stone.
All right. That's what's up.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
All right.
What's up? What's up? How you doing, lady?
I'm doing. I'm doing.
It is good to hear your voice. It is good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Yeah.
Back in the saddle.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ken.
Right.
You got
all right.
it. You asking the question.
So, express your words to the listeners when you on the mic. What's good?
I do this in the form of a poem. All right.
Question.
Oh, well, say it again. Now, say that one more time, bro.
Now, tonight, how do you express your words to the listeners when you're on the mic?
Man, try to give them a piece of me, man. Try to give them a honest to goodness, just a slice, and try to put as much as I can into it. I try to identify with the poets and the audience, but you know the good thing about poetry is we're all performing for one another, so we're performing for our peers. We're not really performing for fans. We may have I think it lends to a certain purity as far as how we go about it and the refining process of us rubbing up against each other or seeing each other and then having admiration for the different things that we're doing. It helps to make us better and. That's what I got on that. I'm going to go.
All right, brother. Well, look, step to the stage. The mic is yours, bro.
Appreciate you, bro. All
right.
All right. The other day, I walked through the mountains in my mind. I trekked over the heights, and I slid into the valleys and tepidly walked into a cave. Braving the shrill of bats and the feel of sliminess from both the multi and the no-legged varieties. And for my efforts, I emerged wiser. I walked down to my shore to wash myself in a bluer than blue sea. Inhaling of this beauty, I dove into the waters and searched the depths for long-lost treasures not easily brought up, even when found. But at the end of this trial, I managed to pull another chest back into my cave. Next, I went down to my woods, where I pulled my machete and started chopping through the vegetation of wilderness unkempt, hacking and slashing until I reached the clearing, where I sat at the stump of the great fallen cedar. I sat there, and I stared into the eyes of a bear, an eagle, and a rat for hours, while being jeered at by a hyena and a jellyfish. I grew weary of this game, so I left to walk poolside of one of my many oases of refreshment, taking in its delights of food, drink, love, and procrastination. Full, I closed my eyes, and another day walked by, just for me to awaken, plummeting from a towering cumulonimbus that only looked like Everest in the sky. I'm falling, falling, falling. But I am not afraid, because I see a sea of cool night sand rushing up to meet me. I also see a table, an umbrella, a chair, and 1 liter of water, of which I did not partake, because I knew this was a trap. So I sat there in a chair at this table with a cloth canopy for cover, and I stared, scanning the distance. As the horizon's edge started to glow from the sun, and its radiant effects have already started licking the water from my body, trying to find a way to dry my will and my bones. So I know that if I walk my line straight, straight as an arrow right towards the heart of the sun, I might just live And this is all I remember of this day. Exhausted and roasted, I walked to the edge of this oven to plant my face in a cool meadow of tall grass, being refreshed by the giant drops of dew as the dew reflects the moonlight, glowing the way to quench my thirst. And like an animal, I lapped. And the water burned so good, searing my swollen tongue. It felt like razor blades as the water cut pathways through my collapsed throat. And I could feel my healing commence, being serenaded by the creatures of the night. For they saw me from far off when feet were dredging through white hot sands, heated by the big ball of fire until I was driven mad, walking in circles like a man drunk from cheap wines, because self-fermentation is the only help heat offers to dying men. A large drink from the cup of madness, the madness to not understand that a man is near his end. But I lay here, breathing, cooling and rejuvenating in this meadow, having survived all these trials. But now I must awaken to leave. And I attest that all the things said in this poem are true, because this poem was an inception of my mind. Poem.
Yo, that was dope, bro. Definitely begin your Shakespearean on, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Appreciate you, bro.
That's what's up, man. So, man, let the audience out there know, man, what you got going on. You know what I'm saying?
This Saturday is going to be me and Gina Stone. We're going to be doing the Just Jay and Gina show. Come show up. Last time we went well over 3 hours. The Blog Talk lady said, y'all go ahead and lock the place up when y'all leave. She did not throw us off the air. And we was laughing and having a good time on the air, even though we was not on the air. We was having a good time with one another. We hope to go ahead and repeat something like that this weekend. Saturday, everybody. Right. Come up. Come on in.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Yeah, man. Hey, man. Always a pleasure, man, having you come in the cut. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir, man. Thing. Pleasure to come in. All
right. But,
for shizzle.
All right, easy, man. Well, I'm gonna send you over there to the Royale Lounge. Have a couple of drinks. You know, the Epiphany family back there and a host of others. So you have a great time,
sweet,
man. It's amazing and brilliant.
Thanks.
You know what I mean?
For all sure. Right. Good to hear from you again, VIP. You take care, lady.
All right, yo. One love, my mic.
My man.
Coming up to the mic. What's going
hey,
on?
Hey,
Steven.
This is
back
I again.
Back in the building.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, you know, your diva, she had to roll out, you know what I'm saying, to handle her handle, but it's always a pleasure, you know what I'm saying, having her come through, and also
absolutely,
you coming through too, you know what I mean? We rocking the mic
absolutely
tonight, you know what I'm saying? Music is functional. Yeah. Yeah. We
absolutely.
Well,
I'll tell you what. I have what I call a combination piece. It's his side first, and then her side. So, if you will allow me.
Hey, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. This is called His Regret. He said he longs for those beautiful days of simplicity, of when he lay next to her, He said he longs for those days of beautiful simplicity, of when he lay next to her, watching the breath of her silhouette change the atmosphere into peace of mind. Just the fall of her hair across her shoulder when she turns over is visual therapy. He traces every line of her face as she slumbers comfortably and deep, praying for no disturbance in her, asking the Lord to forgive his candor when he said he'd fight the air around her just for her to continue to sleep. Such a rarity isn't afforded him since he chose money over her. Now the next piece is called, I Thought There Was Time Left to Mend It. So I made that effort to look one last time. But when I turned and reached for the hourglass, all the sand had fallen to the bottom already. And it just shattered at my hand's touch, trying to turn it over, killing all hope we could ever start over. Now my heart is just like that broken hourglass, left in tiny broken pieces. Only I can't remove the slivers of pain from my hands because they're just too deep inside my core. We were done this time. I was so sure. I told myself I'd run out of time. But truth is, I just ran too far from a gift I was being given. Because I'd become unsure if we was good for me. Creating more than a crack in our relationship. This is beyond repair. Making me sorry my heart and soul gave up. Because I can't get back time once it's gone. And now the we is just a gentle whisper of a thought carried away on the wind. Like the leaves falling and fall to the ground, all I can do through my regret is look and reminisce on what was supposed to be appreciation of his learning the realness of love. It is said, do not have regrets, just learn lessons. Well, my lesson in this, I'm still learning not to run. No, I will never speak on my love loss. Perhaps to those who can see thoughts and emotions through brightened skies and open eyes, this dreary, depressing blue story behind my eyes will teach. And that's those pieces.
Hey, that was dope. Dope, dope. Ain't that what Chaos One said? Dope, dope, dope. I love that you just laying it out there. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. I mean,
thanks.
Hey, always appreciative coming through, you know what I'm saying, dropping them off and spitting that spit. I mean,
definitely always dope. Appreciate you letting me come through, man, and spit my spit.
Hey, that's what's up. And I'm going to escort you back over there to the Royale Lounge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I need to finish my drink.
All right. Peace and blessings on One Love, One Mike.
Peace and blessings. One Love, One Mike.
All right. That was La Perla Negra dropping the jewels and jewels off on our. Well, I'm hit y'all with this song right here, so y'all all out there can get super high, you know?
From my nigga Diddy view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chillin' with my homes. Big pops and Sade's, the rocks and Chardonnays. My gas, he's sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9-11. I'm doing it big, pullin' up in the 9-11. I've been trying to fuck for months, baby girl is now or never. Got the condo on the beach, so through our storms, we shot weather. We shining when it's pitch dark. Yeah, this bitch a movie, but this time I play a big part. Fuck the market and look at what I'm accomplishing. I'm beating niggas by margins bigger than friends talking.
Love is hard, love is fast, all around me. Put your eyes to the sky, that's where you'll find me. Cause we are
super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring your sexy ass here, baby. I wanna buy my bitch every bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains, shitting on these hoes.
red bottoms by the barrel. Popping some Jeffy Jags like it's American Apparel. 20,000 up in bindings, haters are never harming. Rick Owens army, bombers for my whole army. Anile, anile, baby move fast. Keep dropping down and bring it back, I like that,
I like that.
I wanna buy my bitch every bag, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back.
Call me cops, call me stars, all around me.
Looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
Ooh, women of a caliber, only seen in magazines, calendars. And I'm sitting with Miss October, my birthday's in October. Ooh, strawberry and a rosé, I can see it in her eye. Yeah, she wink, yeah, she toast me. But later on,
if you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look.
Put your eye through the sky, that's where you'll find me.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
Music.
Ain't nothing like hearing some rosé. Super high, super high. We're going to bring in this next caller. And 502, who we got on the mic?
Hey, it's Gwen C. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing, Gwen? What's good?
I am good.
Hey,
all good over here.
That's peace. So what's up? How do you express your words to the listeners when you're on the mic?
Oh, I just talk a lot of shit. Things that I genuinely mean, but I tend to talk a lot of shit. So
hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I think that's it.
Hey, express your vibe. Keep it alive. You know,
that's
like
right.
The two of them apart, of scribe or die. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So what you got for us, Gwen? You know, I'm eager out here. I'm like shivering. Like, what you got, girl?
That's funny. I just picked a piece. I just picked something. Just went in no specific direction. I just picked a piece.
Hey, that's what's up. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. It's called Eulogy. I don't know how to leave because I've never left, but my dude with heart of doctor died while swimming. I've been drowning 15 years since, means I've been out of breath. And the first person who exhaled love for me, the most beautiful black chicken, he danced to any beat and exceed your expectation. Crip walked up and shot him for defending his own little sister. He left my heart to pound for him. He loved my hustle of a dope dealer and heart of plain old me. My composition made perfect chemistry. He'd say I was cut from a different cloth, but really I was bandaged. When he was a teen being beat or mama put him in the streets, he'd call me. My tone soothed him. My door has always been open, but I've never been doormat, welcoming. And the one who lived to repeatedly proclaim love for me when I knew he never could took me to dormant. I gave him poem, all the hustle and the heart. My lines, verse, breadcrumbs he dropped. strongest chick ever. I could verb anything until I let him subject me 15 years straight, they say. Man love woman more. Every subject, I mean time, she forgives. Eventually after her gives, she has nothing left. And women, especially Libra women, we can't love from emptiness or not whole or partial or when grammar is empty. Grandma say swing, even when it's supposed to be a shot. Knock them out the park if they trying to mix you to soft substance, be batter. I battle with words. They be my protector. Heart of a doctor and hustle of a dope dealer make a batter, bitch. My listen gives his enunciation credibility, meaning his lines land on me like weight. I overanalyze them to a fault, because why would anyone indignify the world's greatest thing, words? We converse about love language, decipher thousand-year-old love letters, haiku silhouettes, muse whole books of poems, yet never speak of its hits. For me, everything starts as Romeo and Juliet. Rhyme that don't rhyme be the best. Like when done right, poison be medication. Love speaks louder than the hustle and the heart. But once ears rang so long, the heart learns to hustle just enough to get through one more day. What we bleed for becomes more selective. When the hustle's left or behind sternum hollow chest, love's got a hollow shot. When we refine ourselves, oxygen be in trachea, anxiety suture, freedom down esophagus tastes like future. With heart of a doctor and hustle of a dope dealer, ready to cut for me, I press in to pain. Looking all the stories down, fearing not the crack or shatter, but fearing the whole narrative trap. I can't live in the trap, I mean house, because home sold whatever I was buying. And home, it had no heart, because love is a myth. Legends say, the only way I know how to leave is death. This be his eulogy. In peace.
You know what? I ain't even going to give you no snaps on that. I'm going to give you an applause.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I love that. Love that. That was juicy. You know what I mean?
You
fly with a girl, I'm going to tell you that much. You know what I mean? I'm one of your fans.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Same to you, sir.
Well, no doubt.
I'm throwing up the pink.
Hey,
you can't see me, so.
Hey, I appreciate you coming through and dropping that off on the people. You know what I'm saying? It's been live and direct tonight, music and beautiful poetry. Word.
Yes, it has. Thank you for the space.
No,
I appreciate y'all.
No doubt. I'm gonna escort you back here to the Royale Lounge. You know what I'm saying? Feeling like I'm in Paris when I, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, one love, one mic, girl.
One love, one mic. Peace, love, see the worst.
Peace. All right, we got this last call on here before we close it out. Who we got? 815, what's up?
Hey, it's Gina Storm. Happy Monday.
Hey, what's up, Gina? No doubt. What's good? What's good? We on the show tonight. How do you express your words to the listeners when you're on the mic?
I try to give poetry about love all the time simply because I love love, even when I don't think that love loves me, so I will still always share love poetry.
All right, well, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Well, the mic line is open. The mic is yours. Front center stage.
Thank you.
Spotlight, baby. Do you.
All right, here we go. Title this one, Love Letter. I've been happily married twice, then suddenly single, but I'm a serial monogamous. Been engaged so many times that fiancé and my name should be synonymous. My collection of engagement rings is obscene. Single is the status currently for this queen. And yet I sleep alone or with my cat, but when I'm at my mom's, I just have a stuffed animal and I'm okay with that. See, there's no king in my home to sit on throne, and I've had it before, but not right now. My last love went the way of the others. He's an ex, and I'm without a lover. A heart filled with love to give, needing a companion in this amazing life that I live. So, future love, I compose this letter to you. Husband, best friend, last love, and boo. I work and play hard. I have no player card. I know that I'm loyal and I'm dedicated. I love to cook and I constantly clean because I have OCD. I'm passionate about all types of things. And if you know what I mean, I'm a lady in the streets and privately I can bring the heat. I need understanding and someone that I can trust who's also God-fearing because that's a must. I'm the person that others want to have in their lives as a friend, which is great because I have plenty of them. But I want to attract someone that I can love forever and be happy. And as a matter of fact, I think that I would stop on my process of seeking said love, but I will decide on this day to allow God to send you to me. All of my past relationships failed, but they were chosen by me. He's all seen, and that's what I need. A logically selected, evenly yoked, perfect mate that I will just sit here by myself and passionately wait. I can be patient long enough to get what I deserve. So future love, I'll be waiting until you find me. And then I'll take my time. We will romance each other and we're courting, seeking a future wedding date.
That's what's up, Gina. You know what I'm saying? Word. That was fly. You was fly with it, girl. You was fly with it. You know what I'm saying? Word. Appreciate that. Appreciate you coming through, King and Queen.
Thank you.
Quarters.
Thank you so much.
Know what
absolutely.
I mean? But look, let us know what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? And
oh yeah, sure.
Continue the proceedings. You know what I mean?
Oh my God! I've got going on. So Saturday afternoon, I am part of the crew that holds down the master chef in the kitchen at the clubhouse at the Small House of Poetry. And then that evening, myself and Just Jay want to put on the show, and we want poets to come out and bring their best. On Sunday, I'm going to be in the living room on Clubhouse, Small House of Poetry, as well as at the Inspiration Factory with Pastor Paul. And Monday morning, I will be at the AM Drive, WSHOP, our morning call-in talk show / radio show, where rather than us play songs around our skits, we take on poets and we get a little poet in there to start off the week. And then I'll be right back here with y'all once again.
Hey. That's what's up. Y'all heard that out there, you know what I'm saying? Well, Gina, I'm going to escort you on over here to the Royale Lounge. Go back there, sip a couple of drinks with the rest of Epiphany family and others. And enjoy yourself, you know what I mean? Jackson 5 style,
I will.
Baby.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. One love, one mic, King
Atterbury. Hey, one love, one mic. Oh, that was Gina Storm, y'all. Who we got on here, 862 area code. What's up?
Hey, what's good with you, bro? It's J-Rob.
Oh, what's going on, brother? Hey, why, son?
Yes, King. It's good to hear you, man. How you been?
Yeah, same here, man. I'm cooling, man. You know me. I'm just moving around a little bit. How you been?
Hey, man, listen, every day above ground is a good day. I'm not complaining about a whole lot of nothing. And I've been trying to catch your show for a minute, but so many other things going on in my circle. Been missing, but tonight I got a chance, and I thought, you know, let me call in and see if I can catch my brother real quick, man.
Yeah, man, I opened that up, man. No, family is like, yo, open his mic, yo. So, I got you.
That's what's
man.
Up.
Good to hear
That's
your voice,
up.
Man.
I truly appreciate you.
Been a minute.
Yeah, yes, sir. Bro. Good to hear you too, bro. Real rip. It's really good to hear you too. Trust.
Yeah, same here, man. What? So that's what we're talking about tonight, man. How do you express your words to the listeners when you're on the mic?
Let's see what I could do.
All right.
I got some. Let's see. Ready.
Mic is yours.
We speak in the different languages of poetry, with the words that are unraveling the continuous conundrums of, are we good enough? We dance vocally on asphalt stages while we susurrate appellations towards midnight skies as we take deep breaths and exhale our fears. we spit in a foreign language that very few will be cognizant of or even demand as poetic libations are poured over siren-pierced ears. And then we tell stories. We tell stories in rhythmical composition over the tapestry of time, one word at a time, feelings aside. It's how we abide and divide our time in between poetic ink drops that make masterpieces possible. We speak in a language of hip-hop linguistic with bebop rhythms that allow soft winds to bellow out of basement speakers because each piece is an extension of our expression and how we delve into the world that's made up of us pulling out the better parts of infinity to where we want to be poetically. We do African freedom dance steps with a pen in each hand in order to reach deep into your consciousness, just in case you might have lost a piece of yours. And it's just then that you begin to realize that there is no compromise when you begin to stand there in a room full of floors that is made up of melted slave chains and false stereotypes when it comes to people that look just like us, but to those outside who are just hearing mere words. What we do is called poetry. And as long as the message is received, it's a little heavier than that. My name is J. Robert White's son, and that's A Deep Shade of Soul.
Oh, man, brothers. Y'all mic dropping around here. Yo, that's the closer right there. Word. You came in at the right time. The closer, y'all, J. Rob, the wise son. Well, if you don't know, now you know.
My man.
I hear you, bro. That
Thank
was a dope
you.
Ink, man. Word.
I really appreciate you, King.
Yeah, appreciate you,
Thank
too,
you for
bro.
Allowing me a moment.
All right. Well, look,
Thank
man, I'm gonna open those doors up to the Royale Lounge, step in with the rest of the Tiffany family
man.
And others. And enjoy yourself, man.
Say less, man. It's good to hear you, King. I'll talk to you again.
No doubt. One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, kid.
All right, y'all. That was J-Rob the Wild Son. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to King and Queen's Quarters. Special shout-out to CEO for Real the Poet, North Larry Maddox, for making this all happen. I'm going to take y'all out right now. Y'all have a beautiful night. Man, it's been great. This is what happens when thugs cry.
For the ghetto media. Nigga, don't let the light skin fool you. I will fuck you up.
Look by the cover, word to the motherfucker. I didn't stutter, but what if I lost and it came in the office?
dollars and nobody knows we're liquid explosives on top of Versace clothes. Give up the cool, crazy Picasso. The lazy's like Caesar, stack like little Pepsi in casino and whip. Don't give a fuck, oh, I'm Garofino. Been a walking dead, woke up on the broke side of the bed. Bible, love the Bible, triple six tribal, triple six tribal. Remember you said I read, but I broke with killers. Niggas out of the club, you don't feel us. Straps in the bed, shot picking up the cans on the rillin'. Go peek, deep dead in your pockets, don't sleep. Running with my crucifix, Lucifer, use it,